Okay, we're starting here at the top of Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara now is discussing Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda's position in our Mishnah is that even after Shechita, an oaf is not tahor mitumat nivela. Shechita does not help. Melika does not help. The Gemara wants to know, where is the source for Rabbi Yehuda's position? So the Gemara says, well, Ashkra Ashkach Vidorosh. He found the Pasuk. And this is a pasuk that we had mentioned yesterday with regards to Rabbi Meir's position, which is "Mechol Nefesh Eshet Ochal Nevela Utreifa Beezach Uager," and the word Nevela and Treifa are both used in the same pasuk in Achremot. The Gemara says, "What's the need for that extra word Treifa? A Treifa, in all instances, is going to end up being a Nevela. So, because of that, that extraneous word Treifa." Rabbi Yehuda says that a treifa, even after shechita, is not nitar mitumat nevela. Rav Shizvi says, I don't understand. I have another pasuk where we have chelev nevela and chelev treifa. If I'm going to learn the same way you're learning here, that would suggest that the chelev of a treifa is muteret, but its basar is not muteret. And that's not true. We know that a basar nevela after shechita is muteret, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that can't be the conclusion. So now the Gemara is attempting to figure out what to do with these extra words of treifa. We have an extra word of treifa by chelev, which is as chelev nevela, chelev treifa. We have an extra word here by our sugyo of nevela ta'of, b'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela u'treifa be'ezach u'bager. So that also the nevela and treifa are, the treifa is extraneous in that pasuk as well. So what are you going to do with them? So the Gemara makes a number of attempts to solve the problem. The first attempt was limute tmeya. The first attempt was that the treifa has come to exclude a behema tmeya. The Gemara rejected that and said, wait, I don't need treifa to teach me behema tmeya. I know that from nevela already. Because the word nevela says that this is an animal that has a problem because it's a nevela. But not because it was a problem beforehand. A tmeya is already problematic before it ever became a nevela. So that was the first attempt of the Gemara to answer it. The Gemara rejects that and says, okay, let's try chaya. All right, and we'll start with that, which is, the Gemara suggests, now, if we can't use this word treifa to teach me or to exclude tmeya, I'll use it for a treifa. Ella, fourth line down, the word ella. Ella, hi treifa, mi ba'ile le'atuye chaya. That treifa, I need to come and include a chaya. Now the girsa here is questionable. Rashi's girsa is le'atuye chaya. The Rabbeinu Tam's girsa is just the opposite. It's le'me'ute chaya. Right, we'll go with Rashi's girsa right now, which is le'atuye chaya. Salka dat chamino. I would have thought, mishechel ba asur ubisara mutar. Someone or an animal who has chelev that is asur, and its basar is mutar, yatztazu shechel ba ubisara mutar. Well, the treifa would be excluded because its chelev and its basar were mutar. Beforehand. So Gemara says, Maishna Tmeya. So Gemara says, I don't understand. If you're saying here that it's extra word treifa, the pasuk comes to teach you that it's chelev is mutar, even though it's not exactly like the nevela of a behema Torah, because by behema Torah you had basar that is mutar, chelev that is asur. And then after it dies, it turns into a nevela. It should be a nevela, but since there was shechita done over here, then we are metaheret from the din of nevela. If there's no shechita done, it has a din of nevela, but the chelev does not turn into tumat nevela. So maybe that's the case when it doesn't turn into tumat nevela, when you have this distinction between the basar being mutar and the chelev being asur. So I would have thought treifa would be the treifa of a chaya would be an exception, because a chaya, both the basar and the chelev are mutar. So maybe when it becomes a nevela, then it becomes a nevela in its entirety. Its basar and its chelev become a nevela. Kamash Malon, the word treifa by chelev tmeya and chelev treifa comes to teach me treifa also its chelev is mutar after death, meaning that it doesn't turn into nevela. So it says, wait a minute. Maishna tmeya. Why is this different than a totally non-kosher animal? Dein chel ba chaluk mi b'sara. But a totally non-kosher animal, the basar and the chelev have the same din. They're both problematic. Chayanami, ein chel ba chaluk mi b'sara. Also over here, the chaya, there's no distinction between its basar and its chelev. So maybe the din should be like a tmeya. Maybe the din should be that the nevela applies to the entirety of the animal. Vod. Haktiv, the pasuk says, "Va'achal lo tochlu," that one may not consume it. Why is that? A chaya, chilev of a chaya is consumable. So why would you say "achal lo tochlu"? It sounds like it was problematic beforehand, meaning that there was something wrong with this chilev beforehand. It just doesn't become a nevela. So now we have our next suggestion. So far we've had two suggestions to solve this problem of Rav Shizvi. The first being that Treifa comes to exclude Tmeyah. The second one, that Treifa comes to exclude or include, depending whose Girsa Bayach. And now Abaye's attempt, which is the third attempt, is Treifa the Gufa Yitzrich. I needed to teach me about Treifa itself. Shalom Tomar. A Tmeyah, a non-kosher animal, cannot be consumed while it's alive. Treifa, also a Surah Michaim. Ma Tmeyah chelbat tamei, af Treifa chelbat tamei. I would have thought, just like by a Tmeyah, its chelib becomes tamei betumat veila when it dies, so too a Treifa, its chelib would become tamei betumat veila after it dies. The Gemara says, Yehochi, what have you solved now, Rabbi? I now mean me boy, by a lot of, I'll say the same thing. This is by Olat Ha'of. You just explained Chelev this way. Well, now let's come to Olat Ha'of. Olat Ha'of also says Nevela and Treifa. So now you're going to say the same thing there. But Shalot Tomar Hov, Of Tamei Asur Ba'achila, Treifa Asur Ba'achila. Just like a non-kosher bird cannot be consumed, and a Treifa cannot be consumed. Ma Of Tamei Inu Metamei. Just like an Of Tamei does not have Tumat Bli'a, does not have Tumat Avila Bibli'a. Av Treifa Inu Metama. Maybe a Of Treifa should also not be Metama. If you're making this comparison, you're drawing conclusions where you can learn out Treifa from Tmeya, then you'd have to do the same thing by Of, and you'd need the extra word Treifa there. Va'od, Mi'ika, the male of Treifa Mitmeya. Beyond that, is your logic even sound? So your first question about his approach is, number one, okay, you explained Chelev that way, but that means you're going to have to explain Of that way. If you do that, then there's no extraneous pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda to come along and say Treifa, even after Shechita is Tmeya. Because you're telling me you need the word Treifa to teach me that Treifa isn't Tmeya, period. Forget about after Shechita. And the additional problem, the Od, is that the logic doesn't stand up. Your whole premise was based on the fact that you were learning Treifa out of a Tmeya. And just like a Tmeya doesn't have these problems, so too a Treifa shouldn't have these problems. Here along comes the Pasuk. Tell me no. So, Mi'ikal may have Treifa mi Tmeya. Tmeya lo haita lashata kosher. A Tmeya was never mutar. Treifa haita lashata kosher. Treifa was mutar before it became a Treifa. It could have been consumed. The Chitaim a Treifa mi beten. Also have your problem. Treifa that was a born a treifa, ma'ika the meimar, b'mina mihayika. But even though in its species there is a species that is kasher or tahor, so that was the suggestion of Abaye, and again the Gemara's rejection of Abaye. Abaye's suggestion is that the word treifa comes to teach me about treifa itself. Whatever din we're speaking about, I need the pasuk to teach me about treifa in chelev. I need the pasuk to teach me that a treifa is not mekabel tumah. The chelev of a treifa is not mekabel tumah. Don't compare it to a behemah tmeya. I would have thought to compare it to a behemah tmeya. Don't do that because the pasuk says chelev treifa. By of tmeya, I would have thought the same thing. Of tmeya doesn't have tumat nevela bebeit ablia. I would have thought treifa the same thing. Along comes the chelev treifa. They tell me, yes, treifa does have that tumah. But the either way, you don't end up with an extraneous word treifa for Rabbi Yehuda to use. That's number one. And number two is the Gemara questions the logic of Abaye. Why would you have had a havamina to compare treifa to tmeya? Treifa and tmeya are totally different categories. Tmeya is never good. Treifa is good sometimes, or could be even this animal itself could have been good at one point. So how can you compare them? So that doesn't give us a good solution. So now we have Ela Amarova, the fourth solution to what we do with this word treifa. Hatorah Amra Yavo Isur Nevela V'Yichol Al Isur Chelev Yavo Isur Treifa V'Yichol Al Isur Chelev. So this is Rava says, no, the Torah is saying, what does it mean, chelev nevela, chelev treifa? It's telling you that the chelev will get the shame nevela, and it will be true of a treifa as well. And something comes to treifa, the iser treifa will sit on the chelev. So tzricha, and I need both of these to tell me that even though the chelev was asur by itself beforehand, meaning that the chelev was asur to be consumed even without nevela, even without treifa. Along comes the puzzle to say chelev nevela, chelev treifa, to say that beyond the iser of chelev, you now have an iser nevela and an iser treifa. And I need both of those. The ishmin and nevela, if you just told me about nevela, mishum demitamyo, because it's mitame, aval treifa imalo, treifa is not mitame, so maybe that shouldn't extend, the iser treifa shouldn't extend to the chelev. V'yishmein and treifa, if you told me a treifa, shum v'isru ha-michayim. A treifa is already problematic. We know even when it's alive, it can be a treifa. Avon the veila only applies once the animal is dead. Same alo, that it wouldn't. Tzrichle. And therefore I need both of them. I need the Chelev Nevela and Chelev Trefa, each one of them to teach me that the Isser Nevela applies to Chelev. The Isser Trefa applies to the Chelev. It'll be an Isser Chalal Isser. And that's what the puzzle comes to teach me. Even though normally we wouldn't have said Isser Chalal Isser, over here we will say Isur Chal Al Isur. Therefore, by birds, the oaf, when it says Nevela and Trefa, I don't need it for that. So therefore, the word Trefa, there will be extraneous. And Rabbi Yehuda can use that to teach you that even after Shechita, a Trefa remains problematic with Tumat Nevela. So that's Rabbi's suggestion. With regards to Rabbi's statement over here, he's not undermining what we said until this point, that Chelev in the Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Chelev does not take on the Tumat Nevela. Rather, Rabbi's coming to teach us a din about Achila. If one consumes such Chelev, then number one, they will be chayav not only for consuming chelev, but they will also be chayav consuming trefa or nevela. In addition, when it comes to a behemat tmeya, or it comes to a chaya who are excluded from the tur or the taharat chelev, then there we will say that the tumat nevela is chal on the chelev, that the chelev doesn't stand alone because the chelev doesn't have a din that is separate from the nevela. Then the din of nevela will sit or ride on top of the din of behemat tmeya or chaya that is a nevela. In addition, Tosos also raises the issue here about Isur Mosif. He says, what do I need all of these limudim from the Pasuk of Rava? Why don't I just say this is an Isur Mosif? And we know that Isur is Kal on Isur when there's an Isur Mosif. Rabbi Kiva Eger questions Tosos' understanding here that it's Isur Mosif. He says, I don't see Isur Mosif, I see Isur Kolel. But even according to the Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding, then Isur Kolel, according to many, allows Isur to be Kal on Isur, and why don't we say it here? Tosos wants to suggest at first, maybe this is the paradigm for where we know it from. But he says that we can't really learn from here because Chelev is unique. The Shiny, the Isur Chelev, Kalhu. The Hutar Michlalo, because there are instances where Chelev is Mutar. So you wouldn't be able to learn anything out from that. And that might be the same reason why over here, the normal rules of Isur Chalal Isur are not applicable, but rather we have to bring in Psukim to teach us that there is a din, or a special din of Nevela that's Chal on the Chelev, even though normally there's Isur Chal Al Isur. Again, the other Rishonim discussed this. It's more for the Sugya in Chulin when we discuss Isur Chal Isur and in Makot, but just to know or you be aware of the fact that this issue is raised over here. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, I try for my Avidle. What does Rabbi Meir do with this word, Trefa? Well, we already answered that back on Samachet when we learned the Daf, which is, Mibayle the Mute Shechita, Shilifnim. He used the word Trefa to teach us that when you do Shechita in the Migdash, even though it shouldn't have been done there, nevertheless, it's Mitaher Midei Nivela. Because we said something that has to be HaTrefa Sheshove Bifnim of Chutz, Yatzah Shochet Ov Chulin Bifnim. So it comes to exclude an Ov Chulin that you Shecht Bifnim, because over there the Shechita makes it Psula, versus a Shechita B'chutz, which would be Kasher, and since they are not parallel, therefore we say that that Shechita is Mitaheret Midei Nevela. So that's what he uses. Rabbi Yehuda, Trefa Chvinaktiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I have an additional Trefa. Rabbi Yehuda needs that din also. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I have an additional Trefa. The additional Trefa is found by Parshat Emor. By Parshat Emor it says, Lo Yuchal Nevela Trefa L'tama Ba. So they have the word Nevela Trefa found in Achremot, you have it found also in Parshat Emor. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I have two words of Trefa. One Trefa to teach me the din Rabbi Meir just said, that Shechita Bifnim is not Mitameh. And I take the second word Trefa to teach me that even though you did Shechita and a Trefa, it still does have Tumat Nevela. Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir knew with the two words of Trefa? Chadimute Shechita, Shilifnim, wants to exclude the case of Shechita Bifnim, of Chulim Bifnim, that they are still don't, they are Mitaher Midei Nevela. Chadimute Of Tameh, they can say that an Of Tameh doesn't have Tumat Nevela. Rabbi Yehuda Minevela Nafkale. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need, this is what we saw earlier on the Yomut today, as well as in the end of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yehuda says that by Nevela, I don't need a separate pasuk to exclude from Tamei. Because it says someone whose Isur is generated by Nevela, not that somebody's Isur that exists pre-exists the problem of Nevela. Rabbi Meir, hi Nevela, ma avidle. What does Rabbi Meir do with the word Nevela? The Shi'ur Achila Bikazayit. To teach you that the problem of Nevela, the Tumat Nevela, is related to a Kazayit. The typically Mikra Kama. Well, he has the word Nevela twice, so why not learn it out of the first Pasuk? because it says it in Lashon Echila. Lo yuchal nevela utrifa l'tam haba. So since it says lo yuchal, achila is a kzayit, and therefore tumat nevela is going to be shayach by a kzayit. But tibi lemi krak hama, what about the pasuk in Achrimo? It also has nevela and treif over there. Why is it used for that? Ma'afdei v'achom in Lashon Achila. Pasuk says it in Lashon Achila, but in both places. V'chol nefesh asher tuchal nevela utrifa b'zorcha l'ger. Why it says had shir achila b'kzayit, v'chad shir achila b'kdei achila pras. I have two dinim that I learn out. One teaches me, one achila teaches me that it has to be a shiur of achila, which is the gezayit. The other one teaches me that it has to be consumed b'kdei achilat pras in order to be problematic. I would think that because this whole din of tumah here is a chiddush, that means that it doesn't require a kdei achilat pras in this instance. So v'chiddushu yoter mikdei achilat pras, na'amin l'tamei, would also make you tamei, kamash malan, that no, it has to be done b'kdei achilat pras. So rabbi tamei, you have to consume a kazayit worth in a kedei achilat pras. So that's what he needs the word nevela twice for. Kamash malan, that's why he uses the word nevela to teach him those two items. The words two treifas. So according to Rabbi Meir, in conclusion, you have the word nevela twice. One time nevela teaches me about kazayit. One nevela teaches me about kedei achilat pras. I have the word treifa twice. One treifa teaches me about shechita bifnim, that it's mitaher midei nevela. And the other treifa excludes tameh. That says that tumat nevela to'of does not apply to a of tameh. That's Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I have two treifot. One treifa teaches me that b'shchita bifnim is mitaher midei nevela. My second treifa teaches me that even if you do shchita on a treifa, it still keeps, becomes a nevela, and it has tumat nevela. Shchita is not mitaher, a treifa midei nevela. That's from Yehuda's second lashon. And then he learns out the word nevela. Nevela, something that's isuro is generated by nevela, not something had an isur before that, that would exclude of tameh. The Gemara never addresses what Rabbi Yehuda does with the other word nevela. Tosfos suggests over here that maybe Rabbi Yehuda will use the extra word nevela for the same things that Rabbi Meir learns out of it, even though it's not necessarily extraneous for him, but from the context and from the word achila, maybe he could learn out the same din. Right? Tanu Rabbanan, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, v'chelev behema Torah ketuv b'daber. It's the pasuk talking about a behema tehora, the chelev, that it doesn't become tamei b'tumat nevela, or according to Rav, it becomes tamei b'tumat nevela and treifa. How do you know you're talking about a kosher animal? You're talking about a non-kosher animal.
Before, didn't we equate the two as far as
Tumah? The Gemara wants to know here, it's a separate question, totally separate from what we've done until now. Wants to know, what's this pasuk talking about? Chelev nevela and chelev treifa. What animal is it speaking about? The Gemara here suggests it's talking about a kosher animal. The Gemara says, how do you know it's talking about a kosher animal? Maybe it's talking about a non-kosher animal. Aleinu b'chelev tmeya. Amart. Tiher. Michlal shkuta, dear michlal chilev. So we have that something is tahor because of shkita, and something is tahor because of chilev. Oklach l'derek zu. Maybe you should learn it this way. Tier michlal nevela, v'tier michlal chilev. Clear it out, nevela, and you'll up chilev. Makshi tier michlal nevela bitmeya. Just when it's mintaher, a nevela bitmeya, velo bitahura. By which we don't know now. And it seems to be the exact opposite of what we just read before. Before we said that shechita is mitaher midei nevela. Here we're saying it's not. It's the other way around. Why? Because we were talking about of. The of tameh, which is just the opposite din. By of, tumat nevela only applies to kosher birds, not to non-kosher birds. So that's what this second piece of the writer says, is oklach l'derek zu. Tier michlal nevela, tier michlal chelev. That something is excluded from the parsha nevela, and something is excluded from the parsha chelev. Makh shdir michlal nevela. Who's excluded from the parsha nevela, nevela to of? Bitmeya. That's only a non-kosher of. Velo b'torah. Kosher of does have nevela tmeya. We'll say the same thing. So the Gemara says, I don't know which way to go over here. I have chelev, that is, we're being matir chelev, and it's saying that it does not have tumat nevela on it. Well, which should I apply it to kosher animals? Should I apply it to non-kosher animals? Well, I have two paradigms here. I have a paradigm by behema. If you do shkita on a behema, it removes tumat nevela. So there, it's just like the kosher animal has the ability to remove nevela. Maybe it should also have here the ability to remove the problem of chelev. Or do I say the other way around? By oaf, it's the oaf tahor that has a din of nevela, but the oaf tmeya does not have a din of nevela. So maybe like the, over there by the oaf, where it doesn't, it's also tahor midei nevela. So to over here by the chelev, tahor midei chelev should also apply to a tmeya. So I don't know which way to go. So Amart Kishaba Bederach Zu He Bit Tehora. Kishaba Bederach Zu He Bit Tmeya. If I go one way, one logic brings me to the fact that it'll be talking about a kosher animal. One logic brings me that it'll be talking about a Tmeya. Tamal Omar Trefa. The word Trefa is added here. Mishesh Bimina Trefa. That it has only applies to some species that has a trefa in its min. I'll exclude a non-kosher animal which has no trefa in its species because it's not relevant. Trefa is only relevant when you have a kosher animal. It could have been consumed. Trefa ruins it. But if you can't consume it because it's already in behemah tmeya, then the addition of trefa does nothing for you to extend the issur over here. So I would have thought that I would not exclude a chaya sheish bina trefa. Tamalomar cholo tachlo mi shechalba asur b'sara mutar. Yatza chaya shechalba b'sara mutar. I would have thought it also applies to a chaya. And yes, I'll exclude behemat meya from the chil of being tahor, because behemat meya is a totally different category. It doesn't have a min trefa. But maybe by a chaya that does have a trefa in its min, you have kosher chayot, and they can become trefa. So maybe that also should have the same din as a behemah tehora, that its chilev will be tahor. That the pasuk says, "V'achol lo tochlu," that you cannot consume it. Mi shechel ba asur. Only if your chilev is restricted from being consumed, ubesara mutar, and the flesh is mutar, yetzah chaya shechel ba besara mutar. We exclude from that the chaya where the chilev and the basar have the same din; they are mutar, and therefore, when the chaya dies and becomes a nevela, its chilev will also become tamei b'tumat nevela. It's mutar to eat it.
So only that which is the cholot tochluhu, the one with the chelav is tamei.
Tahor. Correct.
So it's like always opposite.
Right. So that's a key element in this Gemara to remember, is that by Of Tamei, it's an inclusionary term, which is that this is got Tumat Nevela. So therefore, every time I say something is excluded, it means it doesn't get Tumat Nevela. By the case of the Chelev, I'm saying this Chelev is Tahor Mi Tumat Nevela. So when I say you're excluded from that, that means that you do have Tumat Nevela on your Chelev. But they're just, it's the opposite. Each one of these, the exclusion means something the opposite, because one of them is an inclusionary to make you Tamei B'Tumat Nevela. That's Of Tamei. So if I say you're out of the Parsha, it means you no nevela tmeya for you. On the other hand, here by chilev, I'm saying you're tahor mi tumat nevela. So when I say excluded from that pasuk, means that you do get tumat nevela on the chilev. So that's just something to keep in mind, that these two limudim are running in opposites because of that. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Rav Lerovo, elamiato nevelat behemat Torah, hu dimitama nevelat behemat tmeya lo mitama. So what do you want to suggest over here? That nevelat, you said before in the Braita, the Braita suggested that maybe this should be a, talking about a non-kosher animal. This idea that the nevela, tumat nevela doesn't extend to the chelev, should be talking about a non-kosher animal. Why? Because I have a case where there is no tumat nevela by a non-kosher animal, and there is tumat nevela by a kosher animal. So that's what Rav Akiva says. The Rav Elamiata nevelat behemat Torah hu demitama nevelat behemat tamei lo tuma. How do you explain that part of the Braita? How do you explain the fact that we're suggesting that a nevela of a kosher animal is tumei, and then the nevela of a non-kosher animal is tahor? Many elders, many zakenim, ran into the same problem you did in this Braita. They didn't understand it. Seifa atan lenevela of tamei. That last half of the Braita, which is what we mentioned already when we were reading the Braita, in the last two lines of the previous Amud, that Braita is talking about an Of Tamei. That is in the instance where a Behemat Tamei has a Kula versus a Behemat Tehora. Because Of Tahor has a problem of Tumat Nevela. Of Tamei does not have a problem of Tumat Nevela. And so you think that we're talking about Behemot, that's why you got confused. But if you understand we're talking about Ofot, that makes the Braita makes a lot of sense. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tihir Rabbi Meir ela b'tmimim. Aval balimimim lo. When Rabbi Meir says that Malika helps to be tahir midei trefa, that's only talking about a case when we have kochim that were mumim, that were tmimim. Aval, if they are balimumim, nope. Rabbi Lazar Amar afilu balimimim. Says even balimumim that the Malika is mitahir midei Nevela. It's my name. I'm Rabbi Yom Rabbi Lazar. Mitara. I'm Rabbi Meir. Balei Mumim. Ba'afilu bi'ibzim. Ba'arbei Tarnagolim. Rabbi Meir was mitaher the bird midei tumat nevela. Even balei Mumim. Afilu bi'ibzim. Ba'arnagolim. Even with other birds, even with geese or roosters, they also have the same din, which is that there will be no tumat nevela. Labne mizbeachen. Even though they don't go on the mizbeach, Vache kochim bifnim. As long as they're kochim inside, that treifa nami lo chazia b'torin b'nei Yonah. Because even a treifa is also by a torin b'nei Yonah. They're not good for them. It's b'yachri tiara. Oh, malika echshir kochim bifnim hi. So if you have these birds that were made kodesh, and you do malika on them, then that malika will help to get rid of the tumat nivela, even though they can't end up on the mizbeach. Just like a bird that is a treifa or a bal mom that can't end up on the mizbeach, so too, that is Matar, Malika's Matar, so to over here. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Erech Eiz Mahu. If a person does an Arufa from the back of the neck on an Eiz on a goat, what's the din? Ivzin v'tarnagolim tamei mai. Why were Ivzin and tarnagolim included in the heter of Malika to say that's Matar midei trefa? It's because they're types of birds. Aval Eiz la mina de eglo. But a goat is not a cow or a calf. Egla Arufa, we're talking about Egla Arufa. In Egla Arufa, we know there's a din that the cutting of the neck from behind is mitaheret midei nevela. But is that only true by an Egla Arufa? Or does it apply even to an Eiz?
Right, but that's not Malika.
Right, but only the thing that Gemara is asking is this. Gemara says, Malika works, according to Rabbi Meir, to mitaheret treifa. The Gemara then goes and extends it and says it even applies to birds that can't end up on the Mizbeach. If they're kochim and you do malika on them, it works to be medayel medayel neve'ilah because malika and kochim always works even when they're not roed the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, I have another case where I have an unusual type of shchita or killing, which is egla rufa. We know by an egla rufa that works to be medayel medayel neve'ilah, that orif. Question is, now what happens if you use the wrong animal? Instead of using a egla, you put down an eiz down there, and you chop the eiz from the back of the head. Is that enough to be mitaheret? Do we say, just like by milika, that we say all birds are in the category, and that's why it works? So over here, so too, all behemot are in the category. Or do we say, no, by a behema, you can distinguish. You have a behema dako, and you have a behema gaso. A cow is a behema gaso. An eiz is a behema dako. Versus by birds, you can't make such a distinction. We don't say of dak, of gaso. They're all in one category, the birds.
Never able to eat the rufa.
No, but it's tohar midei nevela. It doesn't have tumat nevela. Yoti bragdimi v'kamar lo l'hai shmaito. He was saying over this memra, amar le abaye, michlal de egla rufa tohorahi. The assumption, the underlying assumption in the question is that an egla rufa doesn't have tumat nevela. Amar le in, that's right. Amri Dvei Rabbi Yanai, Kapara Ktiba Kekodoshim. The word Kapara is used, Kapar Lamcho Yisrael Shevadita. That's the word Kapara is used by the Egla Rufa. And just like by Kochim, the Shechita or the Melika is Metaher Midei Tumat Neveva. So also over here, the Arifa of the Egla Rufa will be Metaheret. Meiti Rabbi Natan Abuad Ravunav Achal Lo Tochluhu. Ein Liyala Chilev Shasur Be'achila Umutar Be'hana'ah. I can only talk about Chilev, which is Asur to be consumed, but Mutar Be'hana'ah. Chilev Shashur Aniskal Ve'ela Gerufa Minayin. How do I know that the Chilev of Ashur Aniskal or of an Egla Rufa, how do I know? Tamad Omer Kol Chilev, that teaches that all Chilev is Tahor. V'isakadat Chilev Rufa Tahorahi, He Torah V'chalbat Tamei. Why do you need a special pasuk to tell me that the chalev is not tamei tumat nevela when the whole animal is not tamei tumat nevela? You're claiming that the egla arufa, the arifa, clears out the tumat nevela. Over here, I'm getting a special pasuk to teach me that the chalev of a egla arufa is not tamei tumat nevela. Where would you have a habamina? It's basar isn't tamei. Why would you think it's chalev is tamei? Tzmar says, heichin da arif mi arif lo itzrichei. You're right. We don't need the kol chalev to teach me in a case where he actually does the arifa. When he does shechita on it. So as it says, Tihani le shechita l'tahara midein devela. Well, if he does shechita, then shechita should be good enough to be mitar midein devela. If the case where you do arifa, and that's the right way to do it, fine. So it clears out the day nevela, tumat devela. But if you did shechita, even though it wasn't what you're supposed to do, shechita of a behema Torah, no matter what, clears out the problem of tumat devela. Here you're talking about a kosher animal, and you're doing shechita on it, it should be cleared out. Lotzricha shemeta, it died. The Egla Rufa died by itself. Does it have Tumat Nevela? The answer is yes. Because had they shechted it, wouldn't have Tumat Nevela. Had they done the Arifa, chopped from the back of the neck like they were supposed to, would not have Tumat Nevela. But here it died by itself. So now it has a din of Tumat Nevela. Gemara says, Michal de Michay Masura. In Michal de Michay Masura. The implications from here is that it's called an Egla Rufa, even when it's still alive. Before you cut off its head, it's called an Egla Rufa. Rabbi says, yes, Amar Rabbi Yana, Igvul Shamati V'Shachachti. I heard there's a threshold beyond which the Egla Rufa becomes Asur Ba'ana. And I forgot what it was. V'Nas Bin Chavrai in the Meimar, and my Chavrutot, the Beis Medrash, the Talmidim, came together and they reminded me, Yiritala Nachalitan Hi Asarta. From the moment you take it down to Nachalitan, it already becomes Asur Ba'ana. You don't need the Arifa, you don't need Shchita, you don't have to do any action on the Egla Rufa. If it becomes Asur Ba'ana, as soon as you lead it down to Nachalitan, it becomes Asur Ba'ana. And then if the animal dies a natural death, after that point, when you're taking it down, that will have Tumat Nevela, and Kol Chelev will come to teach you that the Chelev does not attract Tumat Nevela. Just to summarize this last piece over here, does Arifa work to clear up the Tumat Nevela from an ace? We say, well, that, does it work like Egla Rufa, or does it not work like Egla Rufa? Rav Dimi was saying this over, and Abai says to him, wait a minute, the underlying assumption in the question is that an Egla Rufa is Tahura Midei Nevela. Where do you know that from? From Kodshim. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, how do you think, you sure that that's true? Because I have a special limud by Egla Rufa to tell me that the Chelev doesn't attract Tumat Nevela. Well, if you think that an Egla Rufa, when its head is chopped off, is Torah Midei Nevela, why would I ever think the Chelev has Tumat Nevela in it? Why do I need a pasuk to be matir it? So Gemara says, that's only true if it does Arufa. If they did the Arifa from the back of the neck, then it's Tahor. If you do Shchita, then it won't be Tahor. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shchita should be good as Arifa. Shchita is always Mitaher by Behema. So then the Gemara says, no, it died a natural death. So it died a natural death. No, it's Tamei Tumat Nevela. It's Tamei Tumat Nevela, but the Kol Chelev comes to teach me that the Chelev doesn't get Tumat Nevela.
So the Pasuk
of Kol Chelev applies to an Egla Rufa that died and was not chopped its head off or was not shechted. Then it would be Torah Midei Nevela, right? And you wouldn't even need, then you wouldn't need the pasuk for the chelev. Okay, with that we will end the perek.